أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث ضيف إبراهيم المكرمين إذ دخلوا عليه فقالوا سلاما قال سلام قوم منكرون In the ayat before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the muttaqeen. And one of the qualities of the muttaqeen was وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ That in their wealth was a right for that person who asks and the people who are deprived. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows that with an incident in the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and then it continues with about the incident of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah says, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ Have you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, received the incident of the honorable guest of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam? What was this incident? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا When these guests entered upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and on entry they made salam to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Qala salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam replied, wa alayka salam, qawmun munkarun. Either in his heart or Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam said it aloud, that you are a people who are strangers. In other words, I do not recognize you. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, immediately on seeing this guest, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, according to some ulama, was the very first person in mankind to honor guests and to make sure that he would look for guests before he sits down to eat. فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَجَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينَ Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam went out. He slipped out hastily, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam brought forth to them a calf that was roasted. فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam then placed that roasted calf very close to them. قَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam did not command them to eat. He did not request them to eat. But he asked them in a very respectable way, O my guest, are you not eating? فَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفًا These guests did not partake of the meal that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had placed ahead of them, in front of them. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had the feeling of perplexity. He had the feeling of fear within himself. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ These guests said to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, do not fear. وَبَشَّرُوهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ And these guests gave Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam the glad tidings of a knowledgeable son. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates this incident of the guest that had come to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Three angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, Hazrat Mikail alayhi salatu wassalam came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and after making salam, they had come in the form of young handsome men, and hence Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam did not know the true identity, that they were angels from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he placed the food in front of them and they did not partake, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam immediately had a fear. In those days, if anyone had any evil intentions to harm a person, then that person would not partake of the meal that is offered to him, because they would feel to eat his food and then to harm him is also contrary to being a human. And hence, by them not partaking of the meal of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had this feeling of fear within himself that perhaps these strangers are my enemies, they are going to harm me. In one riwayat, it comes that Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam from amongst the angels said to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam that we are such people that we would not partake of the meal until we do not pay the price. That if we pay for it, then we will eat it. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam said, yes, there is a price to this meal, that before you eat, say Bismillah, and when you have completed your meal, say Alhamdulillah. At that Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam remarked to the two other angels that this is really the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such was the hospitality of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and at the same time, such was the kindness of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and also his dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these angels, after they identified themselves, they gave Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam the glad tidings of a boy. Now here, that boy was Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam, whom the glad tidings had come for. فَأَقْبَلَتِ امْرَأَتُهُ فِي صَرَّةٍ فَصَكَّتْ وَجْهَهَا وَقَالَتْ عَجُوزٌ عَقِيمٌ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's wife, Hazrat Sarah, was obviously not around with Ibrahim alayhi salam. She was in another apartment, or rather in another part of the home. And when she heard the glad tidings, she realized that these are angels, and now there is no need for any kind of parda. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَقْبَلَتِ امْرَأَتُهُ فِي صَرَّةٍ. She leaned forward, speaking loudly, in other words, out of extreme happiness. فَصَكَّتْ وَجْهَهَا. In those days, when people used to become extremely happy, they used to take their hand and hit it on their forehead. So she smacked her forehead, or she smacked her face, out of extreme happiness, that she was a woman at the age of 99. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was at the age of 100. وَقَالَتْ عَجُوزٌ عَقِيمٌ. So she asked, out of extreme surprise, in this extreme excitement and elation, عَجُوزٌ عَقِيمٌ, an old woman that is barren, that in my youth, when I was a young girl, a young woman, I did not give birth to any child. Now I have reached this age. Is that also possible? So these angels, in response to her, قَالُوا كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ. Simply, they responded and they said that is how your Rabb has said it. In other words, this glad tidings is not from us. We have not brought any glad tidings from our own side, but we have brought these glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it this way, then it is most certainly going to happen. In another ayah, in Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ فَضَحِكَتْ فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقٍ وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبٍ. The glad tidings was even more specific, that she was standing and she began to smile because of the glad tidings of the son Hazrat Ishaq. That is why some of the ulama have said Ishaq actually meant idhaq in Arabic. Idhaq is somebody that will make somebody smile. His mother smiled because of his glad tidings when it was given to her. And not only did the glad tidings stop at Hazrat Ishaq, that at the age of 99 perhaps she would have conceived, perhaps the child could have been stillborn. At that age, perhaps the child would have not lived. But وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبُ, the glad tidings goes further, that after Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam will be born. In other words, the progeny will continue. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْحَكِيمُ وَالْعَلِيمُ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakim. Allah is all wise. Allah knows in his wisdom why Allah will grant you children or a child or a son at this age. Al-alim, the know-how, is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the glad tidings, and Allah also shows Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's extreme hospitality. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.